22:70. He has made me glad. We'll enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. He has made me glad. He has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad.
Page 2175. Together we serve.
Together we serve, united by love, invoking God's word to the glorious feast. We work and we praise the sorrow and joy, extending your love to the lost and the least. We seek to become a beacon of hope, a lamp for the heart and a light for the feet. We live year by year to let love shine through, until we see Christ in each person we meet. We seek to be good, the wealthy and poor, the busy, the lonely, and all who need care. We offer a home to those who will come, our hands quick to help, our hearts ready to dare. Together by grace we witness and work, remembering Jesus in whom we grow strong. Together we serve in spirit and truth, remembering love is the strength of our songs.
Page 2002. Oh, dear. Okay.
I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. I will call upon the Lord.
The Lord liveth.
And blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
The Lord liveth,
and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted. The Lord liveth, and blessed be the rock, and let the God of my salvation be exalted.
Page 2173. Shine, Jesus, shine. And we will sing verse 1.
Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Set forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Set forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Amen.
Well, good morning. Welcome this beautiful day in the mountains. So glad that you are here and worshiping with us. Be sure to sign the red attendance books and pass them down from this side on down here. They'll end up over here on this side. If you're a visitor, please be sure to acknowledge yourself, raise your hand. So if Barbara hasn't seen you before, she'll see you now, and she'll give you a little gift from us to acknowledge that you're here. So again, we're so glad that you're here. Be sure to, if you have a prayer request, a praise, or a concern, fill out the yellow slip in your pew, and they will be picked up during the first hymn. So fill those out. And be sure to stay for the potluck. Even if you didn't bring anything, there's usually enough food for everybody. And would like to meet you then. There's also a meeting that will be going on during the potluck, but unlike Lutherans, they're a very short meeting. So I can attest to that. So you won't mind it at all. Any other announcements? I see an angel behind me, a couple of angels. So, Lance. Oh, Lance. Heidi. Okay, today's Heidi Day. So if you have a birthday or anniversary or anything like that, you'd like to feed Heidi. Oh, she sounds hungry. So feed her today, and she goes to feed the Heifer Project or other needy causes. So be sure to feed Heidi today. Okay, any other announcements? If not, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship today. Thank you.
There's a tall person this morning. Our opening hymn is found on page 2031. We bring the sacrifice of praise. Please stand as we sing our opening hymn.
Sacrifice of praise
into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer up to you sacrifices of praise. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer up to you the sacrifice.
Okay, please read the boldface in the call to worship. How precious is the steadfast love of God. All people may take refuge in the shadow of God's embrace. Christ is the fountain of life. In Christ we behold the light of God. Call to confession. In the light of Christ, we see the darkness of our world and of our hearts. Trusting in God's saving love, let us confess our sin. Let's go down to the prayer of confession. Almighty God, we confess that we have been led astray by the idols of our world. We have depended on our possessions and have not placed our trust in your grace. We have carelessly consumed the gifts you offer and have failed to be faithful stewards of the earth's resources. We have sought security in the might of the sword rather than the strength of your Holy Spirit. Forgive us, we pray. Lead us to true repentance that we may serve you faithfully. Through Christ we pray. Amen. Hear the good news. Christ unmasks the idols of our world and frees us from slavery to all that would oppress us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Let us continue with the Apostles' Creed, found on page 881 in your red hymnal. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Yeah.
You may be seated. And at this time, we'll, if the ushers would come up, and we'll gather our offering. Oh, no, we have a hymn.
We'll just dispense with the hymn.
Oh, we'll just. Okay.
Jesus, come, let's celebrate Jesus, for he is the way, the truth, he is the life. Come, let's celebrate Jesus, come, let's celebrate Jesus, for he is Messiah, the chosen, the Christ. Friend of sinners, unspeakable gift.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise
Okay, do we have any children today? We're all children. Okay. Jeannie, you're the youngest child. Okay. Whoever wants to come and join Jeannie.
Over me, my Lord, all night, all day, angels watching over me.
Woo-hoo! One more time!
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning, Facebook friends. I know that the ones that are not here today are faithfully watching us on the web. I know that. It's time for Joys and Concerns, and I have a very special joy. I want to thank you all for praying for me during the last week. I had an episode. One doctor says one thing, the other one says the other. But the one thing that they all agree on was that I had been doing too much. So I've just cut down on some of my hours, and instead of working 15 hours, I'm just going to work 10. No, I'm really cutting down. I have my number one stalker is Carol, okay? My second one is Karen. She throws me out of here by a certain time. So I'm doing good. Thank you so much for your prayers, your cards, your concern. I really feel good, and we continue. We have a concern from Lily. Please pray for Bob Riley, my oldest son, that his pain diminishes. He's in a clinical trial, and we pray that it is successful. Lord, hear our prayers. For wisdom and grace as the vision for the church is presented in February. Lord, hear our prayer. For God's perfect will over the Methodist Church, for the special counsel for the delegates, for all that will be discussed, and all that will be done in the name of Jesus, that will be covered with grace, with God's perfect will. Lord, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, for these things that we have lifted up to you, we give you thanks, Lord. We give you praise. And we ask you, Lord, that your divine will, perfect will, is done over all. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. As lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Prayer of Illumination. Gracious God, by the power of the Holy Spirit, quicken our understanding that we may receive the testimony of Scripture and believe in the signs that reveal your presence. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Our word today comes from 1 Corinthians 12, 1 and 11. And it reads, "Now about the gifts of the Spirit, brothers and sisters, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, somehow or other, you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I want you to know that no one who is speaking in the Spirit of God says Jesus is cursed. And no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them all. There are different kinds of service, but all is service to the same Lord. There are different kinds of workings, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a gift of wisdom. To another, a gift of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, the gift of faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, a gift of prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And to still another, the interpretation of tongues. And all this are the works of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one of us just as he chooses." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. I entitled my sermon today, Gifted. gifted because you already have it. I'm not giving you anything. You already have it, so you are already gifted. The gifts of the Spirit are special abilities provided by the Holy Spirit to Christians for the purpose of building up the body of Christ. Gifts of the Spirit have nothing to do with your talents. And I'll give you an example. You could be an excellent writer, and you think, well, I could write the newsletter, or I could write the program. But that might not be the gift that the Lord is giving you for the church. They might be giving you the gift of teaching. I don't have that gift, but I know some of the people that do. And that is what the difference is. The spiritual gift is different from your talent, from your job, from how you make your living. A similar list appears in Ephesians 4 and 13 and Romans 12, 3 to 8. The gift of the Spirit is simply God enabling believers to do what he has called us to do. 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, his divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who has called us by his glory and by his goodness. We already have a gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit are part of the everything we need to fulfill God's purpose in our lives. The Apostle Paul indicates that the gift of the Spirit are equally valid, but not equally valuable. Their value is determined by their worth to the church. Each gift has a meaning, and personally, I have seen my gifts moved in order to bring another one in. I do my assessment like about every 2 years. I have seen this when the Lord is trying to move something new into my life, something that I know that I'm not equipped to do or that I'm not capable of doing on my own. I can definitely recognize that God is at work with me. I take the spiritual gift assessment about every 2 years, and while there are consistent gifts, I can tell something is coming in the answers to the questions, not necessarily on the main gifts, but on the gifts that you don't pay attention to, you know, the ones that don't have a high number. And I see those increase, and I'm thinking, oh, there's movement here. And I called that, I could hear the water coming in. You might think I'm silly for seeing this as some kind of sign from God. But remember, in my personal relationship with God, he meets me in different places and in different forms. What I believe and what I want you to hear is that God meets me. And he is eager to meet with each one of you. Of this, I have no doubt. All it takes is to have a willing spirit. You will find different translations expressing the wording differently when you read in the different Bibles. I'd like for you to remember that you are reading the Bible you chose, the one that speaks your soul language, and that the gifts, the spiritual gifts, or its power does not change. It doesn't matter if they call it knowledge or if they call it discernment. It does not matter. They're the same. I'll go down the list. The gift of wisdom seems to be the ability to make decisions and give guidance that is according to God's will. The gift of knowledge is also called discernment, and it's the ability to have an in-depth understanding of a spiritual issue, a situation, and sometimes even a person. The gift of faith is being able to trust God and encourage others to trust God also. No matter what the circumstances are, you still stand on that trust. The gift of healing is the miraculous ability to use God's healing power to restore a person who is sick, injured, or suffering. The gift of miracles is being able to perform signs and wonders that give authenticity to God's word and the gospel message. The gift of prophecy is being able to proclaim a message from God. The gift of discerning spirits is the ability to determine whether a message, a person, or an event is truly from God. The gift of tongues is the gift that is simply the gift of the Holy Spirit giving you the supernatural ability to speak in a foreign tongue, one that you have no knowledge of, or ability to speak out on your own. There are two types of gifts of tongue. He can give you one, which is the tongue of this earth, and for instance, your native language is English. He can give you the ability to speak in Chinese, Japanese, or even Spanish. The other type of tongue that he can give you is the tongue direct from heaven, a heavenly language that is not of this earth. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that there is the tongues of angels. At that moment, the Spirit is giving you the precious gift of communication, whether you're communicating directly up or that you're communicating with the people around you. And please don't expect to speak in a foreign language. When you have the opportunity to tell someone about God, use what you already have. The gift of interpreting tongues is the ability to translate the tongues spoken and communicated back in your own language to the people that are listening to you. The gift of administration is being able to keep things organized and in accordance with God's principle. The gift of service or the gift of mercy is always having the desire and the ability to help others, to do whatever it takes to get that task accomplished, to do it by putting God first and us last, to do it all in the name of Jesus. The Holy Spirit distributes the gifts of the Spirit as he sees fit. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 and 11 says, God does not want us to be ignorant of how he wants us to serve him. However, it is very easy for us to get caught up in what spiritual gifts we have and then only want to serve in that area of ministry. That is not how it works. God calls us to be obediently in service to him, and he will use many people to have you be obedient to his message through them. And circumstances also. He will equip us with whatever gifts of the Spirit we need to accomplish the task or task that he has called us to do. There is no magic formula or spiritual gift test that can tell you what gifts of the Spirit you will have as you walk with Christ and as you grow in Christ. What we need to focus on is serving God. Each one of us have been given at least one gift. I know because I can read it, and so can you. 1 Peter 4:10, and it says, as each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's various grace. We have received, when we're saved, the gift of faith. Might be little, might be a little bit bigger, but everybody has received the gift of faith, because if we had not, we wouldn't be able to come to Christ. It is that little gift of faith that God puts in us that made us react and accept Christ as our Savior. Next to that, he also gives us a spiritual gift to work with for the church and for others. There are certain people that, you know, have more than one. All of them, whatever they are all to be used to work for God's kingdom. In February, during our potluck luncheon, I will be sharing with you the vision that God has given me for this church. I know that might sound old-fashioned to some of you, but that's what God's still doing with me. He has given me a vision, and I will be sharing it with you in February. God's vision is not a vision to fix things in this church, because this church is not broken. God's vision is just about the next step in the journey of faith for each one of us, in the journey of the church, and in the journey of the Cloudcroft community. In order to fulfill this vision, we all need to work together. I believe that God has brought us at this particular time, this particular group, you, the clowns back there, all of you in the back, over here, Mary, Donald, all of you, Carol, each one of you, Luis, Paula, each one of you have brought us together with a purpose. He has brought us together for this season and this time. I see it as an open window, an open door. We have an opportunity to step out and do something awesome and do something new. God opens the door, but he doesn't throw us out. He expects us to walk out in faith and with joy. If we seek God and we will obey his leading, he will always equip us with whatever gift of the Spirit we need to accomplish the mission that he's sending us on. God is not going to send us out there to do something that in the Spirit we don't have in us already, even if we don't know it. A spiritual gift test can be of some value in determining what areas God has specially gifted you in. If you like to take the test, you will find the information in your program. If you would like to do the written copy, please tell Karen, Mary, or myself, and we'll be glad to print a copy for you. As always, place far more emphasis on God's word and submitting to the Lord's leading than you do on the results of the spiritual test. I share this with you because the results might be a surprise to some of you, and it might give you the confidence that we need to walk out in faith at this time to serve God in the new calling. In dealing with this matter, Paul used the analogy of the human body, 1 Corinthians 12 and 14. And he says, all members of the body have a function, arms, eyes, ear, legs. We all know that. Paul declares, but some are more important than others. All believers, as members of the body of Christ, must be serving together in order for the body to be fully functional. You couldn't take your ear away, put it over there, and expect to hear. And you couldn't take your legs off on Sunday morning and expect your body to walk into church. Just like you couldn't eat if you took your arms off and left at some place. All our parts of the body work together. Sometimes when we're missing one, another one compensates. But all parts of the body work together. That is also how the body of the church works. It works together. We all need to be in prayer as the days come ahead and see what the Lord has for each one of us. Each part of the body will be fully functional. Also, each part of the church body will be fully functional. That is why a church needs pastors, teachers, helpers, servants, administrators, and those with great faith. All the gifts of the Holy Spirit working together are needed to produce the full potential of the church. You have to remember that we do ministry together, all in the name of Christ. Since the gift of the spirits are gift of grace, their use must be controlled, yes, controlled, by the rule of love. The greatest of all gifts of the Spirit is love. Without love, no church can function, nothing can grow, no personal relationship, no friendship, no child, no marriage, no nothing. So everything we do must be right under the umbrella of love. Not to the right, not to the left, but right under and ruled by the love that we have for God and the love that we have for each other. I'm going to share with you what mine test showed me this week, which probably might not be too much of a surprise. The top three gifts that I have been given, and I believe that I have been given, because you know that I believe the Word of God. One is administration, the second one is wisdom, and the third is faith. I don't know about administration, and I don't know about wisdom, but I can tell you, I stand in faith. I trust God with all my heart, with all my being. I have no questions of who He is, what He has done. And regardless of the future, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what happens in the days ahead, I believe that God is still God and that He reigns over our lives and that He's not finished with us yet. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the presence, your presence in our lives. We thank you for every spiritual gift you have entrusted to us so that we can fulfill the mission of your kingdom. Thank you for your church, for its mission, and for calling us to be part of what you're doing in this community and in this world. Guide us to have the courage to use every gift you have given us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Before the hymn, I want to make sure that you all know that you are invited to our potluck. And today our potluck, it's of a lot of importance. Today we're going to be talking about the way forward. This is what the Methodist Church is calling the general meeting that is happening about making some decisions in the church. This particular meeting that we're having is not to take a vote. It's not to make sure that I know anybody's opinion. Most of you have already come to me and have given me your opinion. This is not where we're gonna say, well, we're gonna tell the delegates. We are not involved in that. This has already been done. The bishops have met. They have put three major ideas forward, but there are 94 on the table, okay? So we're getting together to answer some of the questions, but most of all, for you to know what is going forward. But the real meaning of this meeting is for you to understand how much these delegates need your prayer. I send an email of the delegates by name. Please mention them in your prayers as you pray for the church. The way that I am praying is for God's perfect will to be done. I don't pray for this and I don't pray for that. I pray for God's perfect will and a mantle of grace over all of us. So please stay. Let us just have lunch together, which is awesome. I brought a Cuban dish that I know for sure none of you have ever had. So that right there should make you stay. You know. Let me give you the blessing and the blessing of the food since I'm standing right here. Is that okay, Mother? Okay, good. Heavenly Father, bless the food that we're about to receive. Bless the hands that so lovingly have made it. Lord, we look so forward to this time of fellowship, my Heavenly Father, time to connect with our neighbors, with our friends, and just to share a meal, Lord. We thank you, Father, and we ask you to bless each and every one and each family that is represented here today. May the spirit of love, flowing like water across the face of the earth, fill you with every gift of the good of the world. And the blessing of God, eternal source, fountain of life, and giver of gifts, be with you always, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.
Please stand as we sing together our closing hymn, Precious Name, page 536.
Jesus with you, child of sorrow and of woe, it will joy and comfort give you, take it then where'er you go. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of it. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Take the name of Jesus ever as a shield from every snare. If temptations round you gather, breathe that holy name in prayer. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of heaven. Oh, the precious name of Jesus, how it thrills our souls with joy, when his loving arms receive us, and his songs our tongues employ. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of him. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of him. At the name of Jesus bowing, falling prostrate at his feet, King of kings in heaven will crown him when our journey is complete. Precious name, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of him. Oh how sweet, oh how sweet, hope of earth and joy of him. So glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been washed in the fountain, cleansed by his blood. Joined us with Jesus as we travel this sod. For I'm part of the family